good. If you're that way, I got my Tanya Shoemaker gave me a little green. She said I was wasn't wearing any green, so I have to give that back to her tomorrow.
Okay. All right, here we go. We're talking with State Representative Roger Victory. Normally, our discussions, when we have lawmakers coming to the studios, talking a little bit about what is going on in Lansing. But Roger Victory is also owner of Victory Farms, just east of Hudsonville.
That is correct.
We want to talk to a commercial farmer about some of the issues going on today in agriculture. First and foremost, above everything else right now, the weather situation, the long, hard winter. And whether or not, you know, we get an early thaw or not, does that how important is it for commercial and for the mom-and-pop farmer to have decent growing conditions early or normal time?
Well, one aspect, let's bring forward. 2 years ago, it was 80-some degrees this week. And what did that 80-degree, well, we all were loving it. I mean, we were out there and said, what a treat. Now, today we're complaining because this wind chill currently is even below zero. But last year, when it was over 80 degrees this past week going into the season, what was the result? We lost basically 90% of our apple harvest. We lost our cherry crop. So there's a price to pay with those abnormalities. Now, right now, we're abnormally cold. However, the ramifications currently, I do know that some of the stone fruit may have been affected with these below zero temperatures right now, but right now the apple crop and those other fruit industries are still holding their own. So if you had to take the lesser of the two evils, we would take what we currently have for the fruit industry than what we had 2 years ago, because that was devastating.
The cold is maybe more important than the snow, because we had record or near record amounts of snow, and some might say that would have been an adverse factor.
Yeah, but the snow is also beneficial because it helps build our soil moisture levels, and even besides the agricultural components for our Great Lakes level. A year ago, one issue we were facing with our low harbors and our dredging concern, so now we have the snowpack, we have the runoff effect, so along with the agriculture, there's a lot of commodities moved by boat and barge through the Mississippi River system, and if we have adequate water supplies, which we will garner this year, we can ship our commodities more effectively, shipping up downriver and also upriver, because the fertilizers and all those inputs that we will need for the spring planting season can be more readily shipped because we have higher river levels, which we were having issues with a year ago and 2 years ago.
You'd like to have high levels. You don't want to have them too high because a five-letter word comes in.
Flood. Exactly. We saw that right in downtown Grand Rapids last year. But fortunately, so far I've been seeing it's been a gradual melt. We get some of those warmer temperatures, and there's a lot of moisture content in this current snow level. If you dig down into it, there's an ice level probably about a half inch thick, and there's a lot of moisture in the snow, more so than in the past.
Now, soil situation, it is something that we take for granted around here. We have great growing conditions. Ottawa County, one of the biggest agricultural counties.
One of the top in the state of Michigan.
And Allegan does.
Yep. Combined right into the region. I would almost should put in the region. Yep.
Allegan is no slouch either.
No.
But we take it for granted that we're always going to have this rich soil unless it's not taken care of properly. We're not going to have this rich soil. I would think right now that the soil situation is pretty good in the county.
That's right. But that's one issue, too, that was addressed in the new farm bill is the conservation methods measures that were taking place. Because if we don't look multiple generations down the road on maintaining these resources, they can be lost. So that's one of the component people wonder, what about the farm bill? What's the purpose of it? But one area they're addressing, which I'm passionate about too, is the conservation measures taking place. It may be soil erosions, and also make sure that streams and rivers are not polluted in aspects of water runoff. That might be the nutrients, it might be the soil itself. So it's a win-win for the agricultural community, but also for the general public. So it's protecting their streams and their resources, their lakes, and that process, which we inherit are passionate about here in Michigan.
Roger, our concern is the agricultural community about water tables. I know Ottawa County's been talking about that.
Right. That's an issue facing, because a lot of people don't understand there's a uniqueness in Ottawa County. There's a couple different water tables or reservoirs. There's that surface level, and then there's that's like on the top 30 feet of there. And this season, that'll be we're going to have plenty of water in that upper level. Then there's a mid-level area where a lot of homeowners' wells are tapping out of. That seems to be being pulled out faster and it's being replenished. Then there's a lower layer below that mid-level, and some of the wells that have been puncturing through that section have salinity issues. So that water level is of different quality level, and so when you over-extend the use of those reservoirs, you start to get salinity issue, which is a problem. And the key areas people don't understand, but those reservoirs are rejuvenating, not right here in Iowa County, but it could be way up in Grayling area of the part of the state, and it takes a tremendous amount of time for a lot water to migrate down into this basin that we have here. We have a similar issue on the east side of the state of Michigan, and that's where some research has been going on and getting a solid baseline of where we're at.
One final thing, Roger Victory, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier talking about the federal farm bill.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as if people were all concerned about agriculture and the farm bill when we didn't have it. Now it's been passed and everybody said, okay, fine, and you know, we can just move on to other things. But yet, you're on the front lines. You have to deal with the ramifications, good or bad, of this farm bill.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still too early to say whether or not it's a good bill, or can you say, hey, they did okay in Congress, or no, we got to go back and fix it?
I think we moved in the right direction as far as on the production side. Now, there's the vast majority of the expenditures is on nutrition, but I can speak on the production side. And on the production side, we moved away, transitioned from these direct payments, which I had a hard time understanding and justifying to the taxpayers. We're moved now toward more for insurance and getting those compensations of insurance, which since we're such a specialized industry, the free market is not there to provide that service. So long term, we're moving in the right direction. I call the welfare direct payment checks go away from there, but what does the role of government can be in play, and that is offering something that the private sector cannot offer us in the agricultural sector.